Hi, I'm Father Mitch Packwell, and I'm here to talk about how faith matters. I'd like us to take a look at the book of Revelation. I'm planning to do a new series on Revelation. I'm going to film part of it in Patmos, the island where St. John was exiled before, while he wrote this book of Revelation. I'd like us to start off with chapter 1, verse 4. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia. By Asia, of course, he means what we now call Turkey. That was the western end of Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of earth. Now, I want us to focus on Jesus Christ as we go through the book of Revelation. There are far too many people who are focusing on the Antichrist when they read the book of Revelation. They're focusing on the end of time instead of how we can know more about Jesus Christ inside of this time. And frankly, my basic stance towards all of it is the end times, Antichrist, and all of that, that is a management question. And God our Lord is management. I'm in sales. My job and your job, because you're in sales too, is to preach Jesus Christ. To know Jesus Christ well, yourself and myself, and to preach and focus on him, and not to make all of our focus on the Antichrist and who is it and is it this guy or that guy, whoever it might be. That'll just make us crazy. And the problem is the devil can be very, very happy if he distracts us from focusing on Jesus Christ by focusing on the devil's own Antichrist. Now, it doesn't mean that you should make yourself stupid and not pay attention to dumb things and evil things going on in our world around us and keeping alert to it. But if we focus on the Antichrist and all this other stuff, we're focusing on the other side instead of focusing on Jesus. So let's make sure we do that. Now, that's why it says grace and peace. Notice how this is typical of epistles in the early church. They would say grace because grace is the way you greeted people in Greek, charis, while Jews were greeted with peace, shalom. So he's writing to a community that includes both Gentiles, grace, and peace to Jews because they're both Jewish and Gentile believers. Now, he talks about Jesus here and says, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom of priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, everyone who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. This one line I want to focus on is, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him whom they have pierced. This is a reference to an Old Testament prophecy from Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And in the Hebrew of this, the Lord says, I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of compassion and supplication, so that when they look on me, whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him. Now, here, a lot of the translations say, when they look on him whom they have pierced. But the Hebrew text and all the ancient manuscripts say exactly the same thing. They shall look on me. How is it that we can look on God whom we have pierced? Unless God became flesh, unless the Word of God, who is God himself and was with God from the beginning, became flesh and then allowed human beings to kill him. That is how God can say, they shall look on me whom they have pierced. St. John in the book of Revelation talks to the fulfillment of it, just as he does in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. They shall look on him whom they have pierced, after Jesus is pierced in his side by the soldier's lance. Now that we have pierced Jesus' side, we can gaze upon him. But see this not as an opportunity to wail only, but rather to see that in this, God's spirit of compassion is poured upon us, as Zechariah said, and we can be filled with love of God who loves us.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Mitch Pacwa for his series, The Footsteps of St. Paul, here on EWTN.